listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Thank you for bringing your amazing vibrations, your frequencies. Thank you for just really creating the space where we can all come together and receive whatever light is being emanated, whatever light is coming through, and especially through our amazing speakers who are of incredible service to every single one of us. The information, the vibrations that we receive simply by being here are something that we really, really treasure. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here. And the theme for this season of Wisdom of the Ancients is the illuminated soul resonance with the truth that is within. So as we think about that, we ask that the ancient ones come in. We invoke the ancient ones. We invoke the divine beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us, to support us, and open our hearts so we may truly see our own illuminated soul. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Jean Ang sees clients for a number of energy healing work in his practice in California. In addition, he teaches seminars that focus on the integration of science, spirituality, and healing. Jean travels both in the United States and internationally, facilitating healing sessions and workshops. Jean received his Bachelor of Arts from Stanford in Human Biology and Philosophy and Religious Studies, and his PhD from Yale University in Neurobiology. His work centers around the use of subtle energy to restore balance and harmony to the body and the mind. So many of you know Jean, and of course, this is probably Jean's fourth or fifth time on the show. Our wisdom community loves to have Jean on the show, as do I. So welcome, Jean. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Hi, Ian, and hi, everyone. Yeah, it's great to be back, and thanks for inviting me back. It's been a pleasure to be part of this community and also everything that we've been doing together.
Fantastic. Yeah, I know that no one ever appears on the show unless the divine leads you here or the community calls you forth, which is basically the same thing. So I know personally I am very interested in the topic today, and I'll share with everyone in just a little bit why. But Jean is going to be sharing with us working with higher beings, the intergalactics today, as a case example. And some things that Jean will be sharing is why Mount Shasta is a unique portal for contacting higher beings such as intergalactics. And how does working with higher beings help one on their spiritual path? Also, we'll be experiencing some level one and level two healing frequencies that Jean is going to channel from the intergalactics. That'll be a transmission for us. And then, of course, Jean will have healing frequencies in addition to that. So if you are someone who wants to experience healing frequencies and whatever's coming through Jean, then *2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone. So *2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone, and you'll have the opportunity there. Or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in and we'll get to as many as we can during that time. And then Jean is going to be doing a process towards the end of the show. I'll let Jean talk about that in a little while, but there's going to be another frequency transmission by Jean at the end of the show. So great show again, as always. And let me just share with everyone personally why I'm so excited, because I went, I did a vision quest a little while back. And on that vision quest, I did some automatic writing. So I was basically just writing whatever was coming through. And I was instructed to go to Mount Shasta and before March of 2020. And during that time, I would have some beings connect with me and work with me on a particular process. And so I know that I've got some personal interest in this chat today, Jean. But let me ask you this, talking about the intergalactic spiritual beings. So before we get to Mount Shasta, you know, we have a community here in the wisdom community, and some people are familiar with the intergalactic spiritual beings. And some people have been visited by them or actually have them as guides and as mentors. But for the sake of for everyone on the call, would you mind sharing who the intergalactic spiritual beings are?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think some people also know, and we've done processes here on interviews with the Arcturians. And so I've been working closely with the Arcturians as a spiritual guide, and I've been facilitating the Arcturian healing method. So that's a different class of beings, star related. But I usually hold a retreat once a year at Mount Shasta ever since about 2010. And in the past 3 years, or starting about 3 years ago, there started to be a lot more activity in the night sky. We would go out and hold a type of ET contact meditation. And I basically journeyed to the spiritual beings behind that phenomena about 3 years ago. And the contact that I made with those spiritual beings, I just called, or they just gave me the name Intergalactics as a way to reference them. Then the following year, which was 2 years ago, the retreat theme was actually facilitating a healing modality that was inspired by them with a number of frequencies, healing frequencies, which you refer to, or I label now, sort of the Intergalactics level one frequencies. And then this past year, there was sort of a second level, which included intergalactic color frequencies, which we can experience also here, and will be the process that you mentioned towards the end of the interview. And then what are called intergalactic supernova frequencies, which are also about six different healing frequencies. So that came in this past August.
Mm. So, you know, we're going to experience the color frequencies a little bit later on as a group process. You just mentioned the supernova frequencies. Can you share with us what these frequencies are and what the purpose is of these frequencies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a little bit more about just about who the intergalactics are in terms of, in reference then to explain these different healing frequencies. My sense of them, if people may or may not know, kind of a class of angelic or classification for angelic beings, there's a classification called the spiritual hierarchy, which is basically nine ranks of spiritual angelic beings, kind of also in an evolutionary rank cycle. So those would include the angels, the archangels, the archai, the Elohim, the dynamis, the curiosities, the thrones, the cherubim and the seraphim, sort of in ascending order. And the intergalactics kind of resonate or feel very close to me to the thrones, who are the spirits of will. So they, the thrones in general sort of carry the knowledge of our each of our individual spiritual purpose as it relates to this life and all our other incarnations, both past and future, and parallel, if you believe in, have that framework. So the intergalactics have a very similar purpose. They're sort of here to help us move forward in our spiritual mission or spiritual path. And what I believe or have felt, and other people who've taken the training also through their own sense and feedback, is that these different healing frequencies, they not only help people who you're channeling them on to work towards that goal of aligning themselves to their own personal spiritual mission, but the facilitator themselves, as they're channeling it and are getting the attunements to these frequencies, are also kind of gaining tools and structuring their subtle bodies to move them in an accelerated fashion on their spiritual mission.
Thank you. So these intergalactics, when you first encountered them, were they here trying to connect with you, or did you just happen upon them? What was that like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the impetus was those we have had we carry out these ET contact meditations at Mount Shasta during the evening, and I learned these protocols through Stephen Greer, who's fairly well known in sort of that community of ET or a star being contact. And he, for the last maybe 30 years, has developed its own sort of protocol, mostly involving consciousness and coherence of consciousness that human beings can use to contact extraterrestrial beings or star beings. And then they actually can morph or sort of materialize into the physical plane, mostly as sort of lights or kind of what are called power-ups. And I believe we did one of our interviews, I don't know if it's archived, was on the white lions that we had experienced or that I had experienced in Switzerland, which was showing these types of power-ups in the night sky. So similar things were happening. Yeah, I know we had that interview together. So similar things were, you know, happen all the time at Mount Shasta. Maybe when you're up there, you could even just see them spontaneously. And so I think that was the first contact from these intergalactic beings to me and also to the group. And then I used the shamanic journeying tool or skill or tool to journey to them to make a more conscious connection and sort of received sort of what their mission was and what their purpose was. And mostly was to, in my interaction, was to bring through a healing modality that people could use, both for themselves and others.
Mm-hmm. Is this healing modality mostly physical? Is it for a physical ailment? So this also for example, just bringing truth, which of course is a higher dimensional healing modality in and of itself.
Yeah, there are frequencies for actually both of the purposes or aims that you mentioned. So the level one frequency, which was the first, 2 years ago, was the first sort of packet or download, actually involved six different healing frequencies. So basically there was an intergalactic physical, etheric, emotional, actually called astral is the third one, which is emotional mental body. Causal, so one for the karmic body, spiritual, so one for the soul or Akashic record body, and then an entity clearing frequency. So that was kind of the first array of frequencies that we could experience here that was that first level one intergalactic packet. So it kind of, it covers the seven subtle bodies that I mentioned there.
Okay. Yeah, to lighten things up, I always get this vision of, extraterrestrial, intergalactic, multidimensional party at Mount Shasta. It's like where everyone hangs out. You know, it's like something that we might express here in the form of some sort of movie, Hollywood movie. And I'm not downplaying that. I'm just, just looking at that reality, because Shasta seems to be where there is a portal in other aspects that the multidimensional beings are able to access this dimension and so on and so on. So what is the relationship between the intergalactic beings and Mount Shasta? Why have they chosen Mount Shasta as the area where they will communicate and make contact?
I think the lightness that you bring in is also, I feel that too, because I made a similar joke to some friends in the past, because we do the contact meditation there, which is in a sense a way to vector in the interdimensional or higher beings to appear in the sort of physical through some form of light. But the joke is that I think they vectored us there, because that's actually their home.
Right,
somehow
right.
We got pulled.
That's funny.
There. That being the case, for a while, because there were a couple years of interaction, at least three, there was a sense that the only place I was holding those trainings, let's say like after the level one, was at Mount Shasta. So there was a feeling that that first Mount Shasta is well known for being, maybe because of the ley lines, and of course mountains always have a very powerful energy source, whether it be Mount Shasta or really probably any mountain, but that it's much easier to make a connection from the physical dimension into the other more subtle dimensions, and also to have the consciousness and beings from those subtle dimensions, I would say in some ways materialize, which I don't think they materialize, although I'm open to that, into the full physical form, but into some type of light or, infrared spectrum. So some physical instrument can pick them up and our eyes can pick them up, not only our clairvoyant eyes, but our physical eyes can see these light forms appear in the night sky. And, of course, our consciousness is much more easier to be aware of their consciousness in these, like, heightened energetic places like Mount Shasta. But specifically for the intergalactic frequency downloads, even after the level one was downloaded, I wasn't even called, really, to hold that class outside of Mount Shasta, which made me feel that there was some type of anchor that needed to take place, maybe because of the energetics that acted as a sort of opening or anchor for this particular energy and consciousness. I think that might be somewhat accurate because I don't think the energies from the intergalactics have completely been anchored onto the Earth's physical dimension as, let's say, the other energies that I work with a lot, like the Arcturians, where I think many or at least a number of human beings in physical form have already connected with the Arcturians. So there's much more of an opening or platform here already in the physical plane. So I think the Mount Shasta itself was acting as a portal or gateway to anchor the connection with the intergalactics, which is, I believe, just starting.
Yeah, and so you mentioned just starting. And so I had a question, and I think this is it segues nicely into this question. So from your experience, because I know you work with other beings, you mentioned Arcturians, for example, which, of course, we know because we've had you on the show many times, but all these various beings who are here in love to assist us in various ways, the question is, would you say from working with the various beings that each of them has a different purpose or a different reason they're helping us?
Yeah, I think, like you mentioned, overall, there's sort of a movement towards respecting our free will and moving, humanity or different individuals forward in their life path. But just using the two examples that I have the most direct experience with, personal and sort of in a group setting, I would say there's different strengths and, of course, different flavors, or the frequencies feel, of course, unique. To each one. So I would say for the intergalactics, there's this really sense of strengthening one's subtle body structure with the people they work with and also their mission, sort of moving that forward a little bit like an advanced way. So my sense was that people who would be called to work with the intergalactics they somewhat have already established consciously and maybe are already moving forward on their mission, incarnational mission, but they could be moving like sort of even in a more accelerated fashion, and that's where they may feel a close connection with working with the intergalactics. The Arcturians have always been very well known for their healing and sort of light and interdimensional healing tools. So I still feel that has been sort of my experience with the Arcturians is a really strong focus on healing and healing tools and capacities.
Mm-hmm. And so if somebody works with the intergalactics, and of course you don't have to have necessarily a direct connection. Well, of course, you will have a connection once you expose yourself to that frequency of just by working with them or listening to an audio, for example, or MP3 or anything like that. You're establishing that connection. I understand that. But if somebody works with the intergalactics, what are some of the ways that their own spiritual path might be enhanced or their own healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good point, just that you're referring to that a person wouldn't necessarily have to work with them directly if they didn't want to, but they could still benefit from the frequencies and working with a recording or MP3 or this interview. But if someone wanted or felt kind of that resonance to make a deeper connection, whether they work shamanically or just as a form of a helping spirit or helping guide, the benefits, I think, of the intergalactics is I feel like they're a little bit like the older brother, older sister, taking you to wherever you are and moving you forward, particularly if you've already been on the spiritual path for a while, you've really established sort of probably a set of tools already and been working, already working in a helping role for others. And in particular, I mentioned this structuring of the subtle body. So I do feel like even as like you're channeling the frequencies as a facilitator or just receiving them, your subtle body structure, which I believe we've talked about in other interviews, but we could do a short review here. But like someone's ability to be clairvoyant has a lot to do with having spent time chiseling or working on their, for example, their ajna or the forehead chakra, maybe meditating there, not only in this life, but maybe in many other lifetimes. And that is what gives them their structure and ability to be clairvoyant, let's say, to subtle lights or subtle colors or seeing the aura. So I think this structuring is one of the strengths of working with the intergalactics. They'll help to further structure your subtle bodies that bring these different spiritual abilities online.
Mm. So when that happens, then can you share with us a little bit more about how that would help us accelerate on our path, or how that would help us evolve when our subtle body is more aligned and advanced?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for example, it's kind of a similar the metaphor is, just to give some framework. So the subtle bodies that I'm referring to that I usually just use as a framework would be you have your physical body, which is the densest of the bodies. Then you'd have an etheric, which is like your pranic body, your emotional body, mental body, a causal, spiritual, and then divine body. So like a seven-dimensional system. And there's, of course, other frameworks that people might use. But the idea here is if you did a workout physically for 6 months or a year, your arms or your legs might get stronger, like you're lifting weights or something of that nature, or swimming or cycling. In the same way, if you meditate always for some portion of your meditation, you're bringing your awareness to your third eye or your ajna chakra. After a while, even if you started out like non-clairvoyant, maybe within 6 months or even shorter, just even 5 minutes a day, you'll begin to either spontaneously, or if you had some direction, be able to sort of turn your awareness onto someone's aura and start to perceive their colors or lights around them. And that came through sort of those exercises, which had to create like a similar to our physical eye, but had to create some type of receptive eye, but not in the physical dimension, but in the etheric and emotional, mental, or what we call astral dimension. And so that would just be one spiritual ability. But another ability might be if you worked on your hara or belly center, or we call it your lower dantian in Chinese medicine. Similarly, like you meditated there for 5 minutes a day and sort of exercised or structured that, you'd probably have a stronger aura in general, probably more vitality. You'd probably be less susceptible to energetic influences or other people's thought forms, because the belly center is sort of one of its functions is strengthening the energetic field or our energetic boundaries. So these different so-called spiritual skills start to come online when you are exercising not your physical body so much as your different subtle bodies. I think the intergalactics would accelerate that process.
Right, right. Okay, thank you, thank you. You know, one question that we get quite a lot is, how do I know that the being who I'm working with is well-intentioned? So, you know, it's the ability to discern from maybe an entity or a being, maybe an entity who's passed over, versus a beautiful light being. How does one tell the difference if you can't necessarily see them visibly and you can feel them? You know, you've been working with many, many beings over the years. How does one do that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it's an important question for us as a community as we're sort of moving in this sort of spiritual initiation path. Particularly now we're sort of sovereign in the sense that we may be learning from a lot of different spiritual facilitators or teachers or groups, but in the end, I think people have access to their higher soul, and so they're taking all that information and as well as spiritual beings, like you mentioned, and then independently sort of moving forward with that in the best way they think is for them. Whereas in maybe a past paradigm, is you may have had a one specific teacher or guru or sort of this a model which was very effective, it may be not as prominent now, where that one person would guide you in your entire spiritual path. So so there's kind of different balances or different responsibilities now, kind of on a new path. So one of them is this discernment or ability to sense. You know, working not only with spiritual beings, but even different groups or different human beings, what might be, you know, right for you. So one of the things I think is developing the third eye, so that, you know, we could rely on someone else's clairvoyance or sensing of this being or spiritual phenomena. But it's eventually better that one day we can directly sense you know, what in the astral world or etheric world is happening when we interact with a particular spiritual being, like here I'm presenting maybe a new spiritual class of beings called intergalactics for some people. And one could trust what I'm saying, but the best thing is to trust one's own direct experience. But I think what you just now, without maybe any training on the third eye, I think we all have a built-in intuition that we've always had from our birth. And what you mentioned is, how does that actually feel to us? Plus, over time, like over repeated exposures. So just as a start, or I think, and also very fundamental, is when you first hear about a certain spiritual being, and then if you do feel their frequency or make some initial connection afterwards or during, how did that actually make you feel? And to trust that, and then to have multiple experiences so that you can make an assessment over like a number of experiments, so to speak. And I think that's a very good indicator of the class of being that you're working with.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I would love to go to the community now and have you work with people on the phone and on the web, and possibly do some healing transmissions, channel some healing transmissions, and then we'll get back to our chat. But just to give people a guidance, Gene, maybe folks who haven't had the chance to speak with you before, what sort of things are you able to help them with on the phone today?
Yeah. Usually what in our past calls has been very well received, or people enjoy both individually and as a group, is you can call in or type in whatever is available, maybe something you'd like to work on. We can utilize all the different intergalactic frequencies from the level one to the color ones to the supernova ones. And again, as I was mentioning, they can work on the physical, energetic, emotional, mental, karmic, spiritual, and divine levels. So whatever you feel called to ask, I'm sure there will be something we could experience through the intergalactics. And it won't be experienced only by the individual who calls in, but the entire community and whoever's on the call, and also through the recording of this interview, will experience those frequencies, and so you can adjust them to your own intention.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. So everyone, star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to work with Jean. Star 2 to raise your hand. And of course, as Jean mentioned, everyone will be a recipient of this beautiful energy that's going to be transmitted right now. So star 2 if you're on the phone, or if you're on the webinar page and you prefer to type in your question, then go ahead and do that. Okay, so let's go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Someone not calling in, but on their computer, it looks like. So I'm going to bring you on and just let us know who you are. And Philadelphia, you're live with Jean. Hello, are you there? Philadelphia, you've been called upon. Anyone home? Okay, let's move to Glendale, Texas. Glendale, and it's 2853. 2853, you are live with Jean.
Hello, hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, well, welcome.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Hi.
Okay, well, I'm excited. I wasn't sure what to ask. I guess I was, is there anything that they could maybe help unblock, anything that may be holding me back from my highest potential?
Yeah, yeah, we can experience, maybe we'll start out with some of the level one frequencies. And, you know, even though they're called level one, they're complete in themselves, you know, just as powerful on their own. But maybe we'll experience two of the frequencies, one for the astral body, which is our emotional mental body. So we can clear anything that might be working at that emotional mental level. And then there's one on the spiritual level, which is sort of our soul information. So kind of aligning you to your soul's plan, or that kind of information from your higher self. Does that sound good?
Awesome. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Great. Okay, so of course everyone will be experiencing this, and I usually just will state the frequency and then it'll start. So you could just be aware. I'm usually silent, but I'll try to kind of check in with the group as the frequencies are running. And then when that ends, I'll mention the next frequency, and usually in silence. But we'll kind of check in every so often and say something until that ends.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. So we're starting with the intergalactic level one astral frequency now. This is working on the emotional and mental body with the intention to clear any blockages that's holding you back. Also, you can let them just work wherever it's most needed. Continuing to channel the intergalactic level one astral frequency. Now we're beginning the intergalactic level one spiritual frequency to align you to your soul purpose, to your divine mission, to your higher self's information. Great. That ended there naturally. And so that brings the session to a close.
Thank you. All right, Nancy. Thank you for calling in and initiating that for the rest of us. Much love to you. All right.
Thank you. Much love to you.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Port Charlotte, Florida. Port Charlotte, Florida, 2474. You're live with Gina.
Hi. Thank you so much. I really appreciate both of you. Gene, thank you. My question is connecting to the intergalactic. Now, I thought that we were all one. So aren't they us and we are them? Are we connecting to ourselves when we say that we're seeking that higher, higher level galactic? Is it really us?
Yeah, it's great question, and I would have to answer yes. Maybe the way to think about that, so someone else might say maybe we're connecting to separate beings too. Maybe the way to resolve that or think about that is just using that dimensional model that I mentioned, the physical, etheric, and as I'm moving up, it's getting more and more subtle and more fundamental or causative. So after the etheric, which is your chi body, comes the emotional, mental, causal, spiritual, and divine. And the divine level is really where we're one with Godhead. I would say at that level, all beings are, including, let's say, me and you and Ian and whoever you might meet on the physical plane here, the human being, are one with the source. And at that level, we're one. So I would say just in answer, I would agree with you because at that level, we're all, sourced from the same being. But as we emanate down into the lower or more denser dimensions, we may individualize. So in a sense, when I'm talking to Ian or you, I can see our oneness. But right now, just this particular form and personality has emanated as sort of an individual or maybe a ray of that oneness. So I would see these beings like the intergalactics at a very high level, like the divine level, we are one with them. But maybe, at a more denser dimension, even though it's not the physical dimension, let's say maybe the astral or etheric, they've individualized in a way so I can kind of see them as a reflection of me, but they may have their own qualities too, just like you or I may have certain qualities, even though deep within, at a highest level, we're one.
Yeah. So, well, it's thank you. What one, if one anything? To... It makes a lot of sense to me. What if anything keeps us from accessing that information that is, available at those levels to us, available to the Godhead 24/7?
Yeah, I guess that would be part of the spiritual path, is opening up more and more to those more fundamental dimensions that are part of, part of us. We're not actually, and this is just my view, so of course there could be other views and experiences and frameworks, but as we're moving on our spiritual path, our consciousness is opening up more and more to a conscious awareness of these more fundamental all-encompassing levels that are within us. And perhaps what each person is going through at the particular moment in terms of this opening, because since we can't encompass everything all at once right now, is what is most helpful for them. And that might be called their lessons or the people and relationships that they're attracting at the moment. So that's kind of the portion that they can move forward on or absorb at the time. And so we're kind of widening that as we move on our spiritual path.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And if there's any process for mastering the mind, I think that would be great. I'd love to be totally empty, clear, and receptive with the mind out of the way.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, beautiful questions, though. Lovely, lovely questions. I could just feel that... They were questions that the divine wanted to have answered. And I think everyone listening to your questions, and I didn't catch your, what was your name?
Maria. Thank you, Ian.
Maria. Yeah. I just think that as you ask those questions, I could just feel like an opening of truth coming through. It was beautiful. Just so beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful questions. Thank you. I'll leave it up to Jean. Is there anything that's coming through that can help the group and Maria, of course, with you know, getting a calmer sense, keeping more peace in our mind?
Yeah. I think since we were talking about this divine dimension, which just as a definition is the kind of the level where we're one with the Godhead, one with all beings. There is a supernova divine frequency that helps us to access that level of awareness or consciousness that's within us. So I think that would be very appropriate to our discussion.
Thank you.
Does that sound good?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so we're starting the intergalactic supernova divine frequency. I'm beginning that now. Continuing with the intergalactic supernova divine frequency. That came to a close there.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Yeah, I wanted to go to the web and also include those who've written in. This is June in Manchester, Connecticut. And June is asking for help with receiving abundance with regards to wealth and health, and also relationship. So that would be representative of everyone who is looking for health, wealth, and relationship in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can also do the supernova etheric frequency to imbue the etheric body with a kind of a gold energy. And that will kind of reflect into the physical dimension also with wealth, so the wealth piece. And then we'll continue with the supernova, again, physical frequency for the health on the physical plane and all aspects of our physical body.
How
does that sound?
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, so we'll first focus on the wealth and the gold vibration. So we're starting the supernova etheric frequency, focusing on imbuing our auras with gold energy. continuing to channel the intergalactic supernova etheric frequency. Now we're channeling the supernova intergalactic physical frequency for balanced health on the physical dimension. Continue to channel the intergalactic supernova physical frequency. Yeah, that completed its session there.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I wanted to take this opportunity now, Jean, to have you share with us around the transmissions and the meditations that you've put together for the wisdom community. You've put together a wonderful offer that includes your work and the transmissions that you've experienced. So, let's do that now. But before you do so, Jean, I wanted to share with everyone how you can follow along. And so, everyone, if you're on the webinar page, then go to the offer button underneath Jean's photograph, and that'll take you to the page that says Deepening Your Healing Process with the Intergalactics. And if you're not on the webinar page and you'd like to follow along, then you can just type in WOTA show. Show is S-H-O-W, WOTAshow.com/Jean, which is G-E-N-E, and the number 8. So it's pretty short and simple, WOTAshow.com/Jean, which is G-E-N-E, and the number 8, and that'll take you to Jean's offer. So, Jean, please share this wonderful offer with us.
Yeah, so this offer was created as a fairly complete exposure to these more advanced level two intergalactic frequencies that were just downloaded this past August at Mount Shasta with about 20 other healers who received this download and are utilizing them. But the first package, or the first MP3, which is about 45 minutes long, is actually, I mentioned to Ian in the interview and to the group that we, as part of these retreats at Mount Shasta in the evening, will go out to do these ET contact meditations, and there's a tremendous amount of frequencies, energies, and downloads that are occurring. And we particularly made two of the ET contacts directly or intentionally with Intergalactics. So this first 45-minute transmission sort of embodies those downloads. So the purpose with the Intergalactics during these contact meditations. So the purpose of this session would be if, one, you were interested in making a stronger connection to the Intergalactics, kind of working with them directly in your own healing or spiritual path. You don't only have to do that, or that might not be your intention for you to utilizing the MP3. So it would also help you to make your own awareness and connections to your own connections to higher beings, particularly with any star ancestry or star beings, as well as accelerate your healing skills. That's the first session. The second session, which we haven't experienced these frequencies yet, we will for the formal, I believe it's towards the end of the interview process, is there's also intergalactic color frequencies. And there's basically 12 intergalactic color frequencies. Seven of them are in the visible spectrum, which I think most of us know just from science is the red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, sort of the Roy G. Biv or the rainbow colors. Then there are five invisible vibrations or colors, which we'll get to in the next session, session three. But session two is an exposure to the intergalactic visible colors, so the seven visible ones, so red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And each of them have a unique a quality and therefore a purpose for being used in healing, which you can read there. And if anyone has a question on those, we can discuss that, because colors and color vibrations, of course, is a unique and important metaphysical topic and healing topic. The session three is utilizing the five invisible colors, which are probably also well known. There may be one or two frequencies there that are not as well known. So the invisible colors would include ultraviolet, infrared, black, white, and something called horizontal negative green, which is just a classification terminology utilized in a modality or framework called the universal vibrational color spectrum. And basically that particular horizontal negative green vibration acts like a spiritual carrier wave, or similar to what people might experience when they experience like the Shakti energy in their own system or in like Kundalini yoga. And then moving to the fourth session, so, and this may require a little bit of explanation, but the 12 color vibrations have two different versions or qualities. There's what's in this universal vibrational spectrum modality or framework. There's what's called a horizontal version for each of the 12 colors. And these are beneficial wavelengths, the horizontal version. And then a vertical version, which is of the 12 colors, which is for the most part detrimental to biological systems. So for example, the vertical negative green, so the vertical version of the negative green vibration, is the vibration that's in electromagnetics that, you know, people are sensitive to, like the people who might be sensitive to fluorescent lamps or to computers or their cell phone. The exact vibration is actually this vertical negative green. So anyways, if people have more questions on that, yeah, they could type that in, could expand on that. But the idea with session four is the intergalactic frequencies have an antidote to each of the 12 vertical versions of the color vibration. So kind of an antidote to the detrimental version of the 12 vibrations. And that's what's being channeled in session four. So you could use it as a very deep cleansing session that would cover all the known detrimental color vibrations. Then finally, session five is these frequencies that we had a taste of in a number of the different session questions or requests so far, And this is what are called a supernova, intergalactic supernova frequencies, which is a bit like a next level of the intergalactic healing frequencies. And so there's a intergalactic supernova physical, etheric, astral, causal, which is the karmic body, spiritual, and divine frequency. So that would be another thorough healing utilizing kind of the next level of the intergalactic frequencies, covering all the seven subtle bodies.
Beautiful. So these are all frequencies that have been shared and downloaded by the intergalactics.
Yeah, this is all intergalactic work. And from predominantly from the level two or this recent training that was in Mount Shasta.
So when we listen to this, is it similar to how we would listen to the other frequencies, maybe, for example, from the Arcturians, where we would, you know, get into, well, there's various ways to do it, so I'm going to let you share what are some of the ways that we can best receive and prepare ourselves to receive the frequencies and the healings and the transmissions from these transmissions.
Yeah. So you could treat this, or you could set up playing these just like you would if you were receiving an energy healing session from a practitioner that, you know, would be lasting 45 minutes for the energy portion. So you could lie down, whatever's most comfortable for your physical body and mind, like lie down on a massage table or lie down on a bed or couch. You could also do it seated if that's comfortable for you. Or even meditative, if you wanted to meditate with the frequencies. But if you're just receiving it as like an energy healing session, you'd lie down, just start the MP3. The MP3, it's not so much the physical sound that's carrying any of the frequencies, because the frequencies are non-physical, but the MP3 recording is actually acting as a resonance tuner so that your consciousness can connect to the information field that sort of the MP3 represents. That's sort of in a non-physical dimension. The energies will start to feel them running on you. And you can set a specific intention at the beginning for the frequencies to work on something. Or you could just let, they have their own divine intelligence. So if you just did it like in a quantum open way, then it would work wherever it's most needed in your seven subtle bodies. So you could do that with all five of the MP3s, setting yourself up in this manner.
You know, let me ask you this, Gene. Were these guidelines, have they been communicated to you by the intergalactics or from other beings? Have there been guidelines, or is this basically when you receive these transmissions with a pure and open intention, you know, with love, that there is an understanding that you'll use them in the way that you, as I would say, you know, and I do believe this to be true. When I say, I don't mean to put you on a pedestal, but, you know, that you've been chosen to deliver this to us. You know, I believe that with all people like yourselves, Gene, who have special gifts and abilities, you know, these are bestowed upon you by the divine. We can't really claim them as our own, but we can claim that we are responsible to deliver this. And so is it up to you to then share this with us, or have you also received instructions on how to share this?
Well, the you know, what I just mentioned in terms of receiving them as a healing session probably is just a natural way that I would receive something from higher beings. So like they're packaged as, for example, subtle energy frequencies, whereas maybe someone who interacted with certain higher beings, even the same ones like Arcturians or intergalactics, maybe they have like a sound healing practice, like with tuning forks or crystal bowls. They might transmit the frequencies in that way and create a package because that's their forte. This happens to be maybe my interest or fortes, or just maybe interest, is transmitting energies. So people could maybe be inspired by this and not be confined only to utilizing them in this way. They may find another way to connect with the intergalactics or even these MP3s and then transmit them, you know, maybe in a group setting or even to just to themselves in a way that is more akin or suited to their strengths. Yeah, so it's very flexible, but this just happened to be the way, like, I work. Like, if I was doing a one-on-one, you know, physical session with someone, the way I just described it is how the session would run. You know, you kind of just lie down, and I would begin facilitating different frequencies for you.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. So this is all, you know, new, relatively new. We've certainly never experienced this. This is the first time you've brought this to us. So this is a wonderful opportunity for those looking to either understand how to make contact or work on a deeper level with the intergalactics, but certainly to experience the healing frequencies that they've made available to everyone. So, Jean, thank you so much for putting this together and for, you know, getting out there at night and in the cold on our behalf. You're right. And and all we have to do is, you know, look at this page and then certainly decide if we want to work with them. It's all available right here. We don't have to travel to Mount Shasta. Although, of course, I know you do have do private work and retreats and all sorts of things. So, thank you so much for your work.
Well, yeah, thanks. It's a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just wanted to also talk a little bit quickly about the power-ups. You mentioned the power-ups in the beginning and also the visions or the night sky occurrences that happen there. The power-ups, are they do they occur? Do you think they, well, let me ask you this in this way. You know, obviously the intergalactics know that you're there. Do they show these physical signs and these energetic signs for our benefit so that we can maybe find more validation for the contact?
I think so. I've experienced this on a number of years with a number of a number of people, and there have been other groups also who've gone to Mount Shasta who've, you know, experienced, and other places. We talked about the one that was in Switzerland. If anyone is kind of new to this term that I used and that Ian was mentioning, the power-ups, Stephen Greer has recorded this using night vision goggles and put it on the, you know, YouTube. I think you could, we actually posted that, I think, in our, you know, when we had that one talk on in the Zermatt 7 power-ups. But you could just Google Mount Shasta power-ups and Stephen Greer, and that you'll see what we're referring to. But I'll kind of try to describe it. Basically, you could go from a completely black sky, and then at a level of a star, like that star level, like a star stationary would sort of appear and then blow up to the size of maybe a dime, you know, like so really quite big. And then could just actually come back down and disappear again. So that's probably not going to be a satellite because the satellite's usually moving, even though it looks like a star. But to answer your question, so people had sort of this internal vision, they can connect with these different interdimensional beings, and that might be enough so-called proof for them. But sometimes it's helpful to have this consciousness actually appear in some physical form. I've never really seen it appear to the dense physical, but more to either the level of like light that you perceive with your eyes, like what the power up is, or we've recorded it with a type of infrared. So it's kind of another band of frequency that's not quite fully physicalized. It's in the physical, but it's sort of in between, like dimensions, so infrared frequency. So I think it's a form of acknowledgement, or I don't know if proof is the right word, but that you are dealing with an awakened presence.
Mm. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
And that can help. Yeah, that can help in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You know, because you know, sometimes we, as humans, we tend to have a framework of doubt sometimes along regarding things that we maybe can't necessarily see. So it's just a wonderful gesture that they show themselves in this way for us humans who don't have the faith to necessarily believe what we're feeling. Yeah, we need many reminders. Yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah. Well, lovely, lovely healing. So, you know, Gina, unless something else is coming through to you or you're being prompted either by the Intergalactics or something internally to share with the community, unless something like that is happening, then it'd be wonderful if you could take the entire group through that color frequency process.
Yeah, yeah. I think what we'll be experiencing are three of the unique color frequency bands that are coming from the Intergalactics. I mentioned there are 12 altogether. We'll experience the intergalactic red frequency. That's a very warming, heating, manifesting type of vibration. It would be good for if you have any physical strengthening or physical kind of the dense physical form, the muscles, sinews, or tendons. It would strengthen that, kind of energize you. Then we'll do the intergalactic ultraviolet frequency, which is like a high, very, maybe one of the highest, more spiritual vibrations, leading to opening of like your crown chakra, connecting to spiritual realities. Then we'll experience that unique frequency, the spiritual carrier wave, which is the intergalactic horizontal negative green, a type of Shakti energy.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So we'll get started. So people can just relax and just receive. You can set your intention if you have something specific that you'd like these frequencies to work on. We're starting off with the intergalactic horizontal red frequency. Continuing with the exposure to the intergalactic horizontal red frequency, which has a strengthening, heating, warming, manifesting quality to it. Now we're shifting to the intergalactic horizontal ultraviolet frequency, which is involved with spiritual upliftment, opening, also deeply cleansing at a high frequency level. continuing with the intergalactic horizontal ultraviolet frequency. Continuing with the intergalactic horizontal ultraviolet vibration. Now we're working with the third vibration, which is called the intergalactic horizontal negative green vibration, which is a type of spiritual carrier wave. It acts like a Shakti or a moving divine feminine force. So channeling the intergalactic horizontal negative green vibration. And that completed the last or third vibration. That completes the process for now.
Beautiful. Well, wow. Thank you so much, Gene. Thank you for those transmissions.
Oh, yeah.
Powerful, powerful. Well, Gene, thank you. It's been amazing having you on the show again, sharing your insight and just bringing to us that which we don't experience every day. It's just a wonderful experience to be able to hear people like yourself connect with other beings and bring them to us so that we too can experience some of the benefits and the healings and the acceleration of our awakening and our expansion of consciousness that we otherwise might not have. So thank you so much. It's been wonderful having you on the show.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Ian. Thanks for inviting me and being part of the community. It's been great to connect with everyone. So I wanted to thank everyone also.
Definitely, definitely. Well, everyone, I wanted to, again, bring your attention to Gene's offer, because those are beautiful frequencies and transmissions that have never been offered here before, and he's brought them all together for everyone to experience. So if you feel guided, possibly you're being called by the intergalactics to work more deeply with them, then I invite you to do that, and that's available to you. Well, sweet souls, thank you so much, everyone, for being here on the show and bringing your incredible vibrations and just really being part of this orb that you have helped to create. And when you're here, when everyone is here together, we really light up that grid and we up-level each other. So thank you again for your contribution simply by being here, part of the Wisdom Tribe. All right, sweet souls, much love to you all. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank the Intergalactics who are here with us right now. We thank the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Thank you, everyone. Much love. Namaste. Bye now.